the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 100. Tonight, clear with a low of 75. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning until 8 p.m. on Wednesday for most of the listening area. People are encouraged to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, and stay out of the sun, as well as to check on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should not be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. Those working outdoors should take extra precautions, and, when possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. People should wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible, and should schedule frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service has issued its June crop production report. Harvested area for winter wheat is forecast at 660,000 acres, up 8% from 2021. Winter wheat yield is forecast at 78 bushels per acre, down 1 bushel from 2021, and total production is forecast at 51.5 million bushels, up 7% from last year. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener takes a look at national levels.
Winter wheat production is forecast at 1.18 billion bushels, down 7% from last year. As of June 1, the U.S. yield is forecast at 48.2 bushels per acre, up 3/10 of a bushel from last month and down 2 from last year.
NAS continues to collect data for its acreage and grain stocks reports, which will be published on the 30th. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you tired of online classes and ready to get back into an engaging in-person learning environment? Then Frontier Community College has just what you're looking for. Our small class size allows us to safely teach on campus so we can give you an individualized, real-life education even in these uncertain times. We offer courses that can help you work towards a four-year degree and a number of certificate degrees that can have you ready to start a new career in 2 years or less. Classes start on January 11th, so call us today at 618-842-3711 to enroll.
Don't let concerns about current events derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Abby Mawson, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and make sure you achieve your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect. Start by giving me a call at 618-842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In other news, Wayne County deputies arrested 36-year-old Louisville resident Jody R. Beckew, 37-year-old Reinard resident Cody L. Cook, and 41-year-old Flora resident Dale E. Dugan last night after a traffic stop on methamphetamine-related charges. According to police reports, deputies initiated a traffic stop for failure to signal. The driver, Dugan, was charged with driving revoked and was wanted on a Clay County failure-to-appear warrant for driving revoked. Deputies began to inventory the vehicle and found a total of 8.5 grams of suspected methamphetamine in three baggies, along with four glass smoking pipes. All were charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. They were taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the setting and posting a bond. 45-year-old Fairfield resident Jack J. Myers was arrested yesterday morning on charges of possession of meth and unlawful possession of a firearm and firearm ammunition. Myers was taken to the jail and held, pending the setting and posting a bond. 36-year-old Jessica N. Smith and 26-year-old Matthew Woods, both of Centralia, have been indicted by a federal grand jury for bank fraud and identity theft in connection with stolen mail. According to court documents, the two were arrested during a traffic stop last week on a federal warrant and for alleged possession of methamphetamine and possession of a narcotic instrument. The indictment says Woods took mail, including personal checks, from the mailbox of a home in Marion County, and he and Smith used those items to defraud two area banks between July 2021 and January 2022. Woods was also indicted for using the checking account number of a person with the initials KB during a felony offense. A recent poll by Public Policy Polling, sponsored by the Chicago Sun-Times and WBEZ Radio, showed State Senator Darren Bailey with a lead in the race for the Republican nomination for governor of Illinois. The poll last week had 677 likely Republican voters and showed 32% of respondents favored Bailey for the nomination. Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin had been a frontrunner for much of the race, but was shown as 17%. Venture capitalist Jesse Sullivan also had double-digit points at 11%. Per the poll, Bailey led Irvin 38-14% downstate, 29-18% in the Chicago Collar Counties, and 29-21% in suburban Cook County. Sullivan led Chicago at 26%, followed by Irvin at 16% and Bailey at 13%. Chief areas of concern among those polled were, in order, the economy, crime, corruption, taxes, and abortion. Tonight will be Acting Mayor Gary Moore's first Fairfield City Council meeting in the position this year, though he did serve in a similar capacity after the resignation of Mayor Brent McGuire. He says he wants to continue working on some of the projects the late Mayor Mike Dreith had on the burner, and he encourages anyone with a problem or issue to reach out.
You know, Mike had a lot of irons in the fire that he was trying to get done, you know, and hopefully we can step up and just continue to move forward with those projects and attempt to get as many and as many things done for the city as we can. I look forward to working with the city, the residents, the merchants. I'm here to listen. I'm available if anybody wants to talk. They can get a hold of me several different ways. If you need something, good or bad, come and see me and we'll see what we can do.
Acting Mayor Moore will serve in that position until the city election in April, and he says several key aldermen will have their terms expire at that time, including his own.
Four aldermen from each ward elected, and then there will also be the special election that will fill the mayor's remaining two-year term. Tyler Lampley, Cody Atterbury, and myself and Jerry Lisenby will be up in April of 23.
Aldermen will be elected to four-year terms. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall. Aldermen are scheduled to discuss accepting credit and debit card usage as a matter of new business. Acting Mayor Moore says, several years ago, the city began accepting credit and debit card payments for utilities, but action tonight could extend that to other departments.
The city has some departments, you know, like the cemetery where we sell grave lots, street and bridge. We'll have contractors that will want to pay for street openings. And up until now, they've never been allowed to use a debit or a credit card, you know, to pay for that fee. So, you know, we're hoping, or I'm hoping that, you know, City Council will allow the collector's office to accept a debit or credit card for any transaction.
He says the council will also look at whether the city will charge an extra fee to cover transaction costs. Acting Mayor Moore also says the council will look at pay raises for the police chief and assistant chief positions. He says the raises come on the heels of the FOP contract approval earlier this month.
Part of that is the chief and the assistant chief are considered management, so they're actually not in the union. But, you know, it's always been the intent of the city, whatever the FOP gets, you know, we will pass that on to the chief and the assistant chief, just like we do. The IBEW contract, you know, we approve that for the non-IBEW personnel also. The chief, the assistant chief, I mean, the intent was I don't think we was going to appoint assistant chief, but, you know, I just left it in there. We can strike through that and deal with it if the chief becomes available later.
The council is also set to award bids for the sale of vehicles and equipment, reject a bid for the sale of power plant property, and authorize the seeking of bids for the property. Hear a street closing request from NYOC, and hear requests for recreation funding. Local Relay for Life teams and community members gathered at the Wayne and Hamilton County Relay for Life event on June 4th at the Hamilton County Courthouse. The event raised nearly $42,700 to support the American Cancer Society's mission of saving lives from cancer, surpassing the goal of $35,000. Funds help the Society provide free information and support for people facing cancer, as well as help fund cancer research for future generations.
Event lead Janice Crow said it was inspirational to see people from all parts of the community come out to support the cause and help save lives. The top fundraiser was Tina Mayberry with over $5,100 raised, and Friends for Life was the top team with over $8,600. The 2022 Relay for Life of Hamilton and Wayne County Kathy Smith Volunteer of the Year Award went to Crow. The Wayne County Retired Teachers Association will award one $500 scholarship for the 2022-2023 school year. The award is available to a graduate of a Wayne County high school who has declared a major in education and has accumulated at least 80 semester hours toward that degree at an accredited college or university. Applicants must also have at least a 2.8 college GPA on a 4.0 scale and have full intentions to teach upon graduation. Applications are due tomorrow to Michael Simpson at 304 Whiteside Lane in Fairfield, or they can be emailed to mnmsimp46@gmail.com. Applications are available from Simpson at his address. Recipients will be invited to attend the August meeting of the organization, at which time the scholarship will be awarded. The IDPH reported 12 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County since Friday afternoon. Marion County added 23 cases, Jefferson County added 22, Richland County added 9, Clay County added 6, Wabash and White Counties added 5, and Hamilton and Lawrence Counties added 4. Edwards County held steady on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 8,663 new cases and 7 additional deaths. National gas prices topped $5 per gallon earlier this month and sat at $5.01 yesterday. Illinois' average price was $5.56 per AAA. U.S. Representative Rodney Davis says high prices should be a surprise to no one, and the Illinois congressman was critical of the response to the issue in Washington.
It really is, and that's what I think is so offensive to many families that I represent. It's like they don't care. It's like this is purposeful. It's going to be painful for families, and they're okay with that. And really what it's doing is in the long term, really killing our economy and our chance to get through this inflationary crisis and get our job market back to where it should be. How can we ever address the supply chain crisis in this country if we're seeing our energy prices exponentially rise? You know, what makes America's farmers competitive in the global marketplace is our access to affordable energy here in the United States. And the Biden administration, as you said, they're driving those prices up. And that is exactly what their plan has been. He told us this was going to happen. I don't know why anybody's surprised.
Some people have predicted brownouts for Illinois and other parts of the country at points this summer due to a shortage of energy. Davis says that's something Americans should never have to experience. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a new state law giving workers time off after a miscarriage or other loss. Kim Howard reports.
The Family Bereavement Leave Act provides up to 10 days of unpaid leave for employees who have had a child, stepchild, parent, sibling, or grandparent pass away. It was sponsored on the House floor by Representative Anna Moeller of Elgin.
This expands those who would be covered, family members that would be covered, and these other tragic situations that an employee might experience and need time to grieve and make arrangements and heal from such an experience. It also provides for unpaid bereavement leave for those who experience a miscarriage, a stillbirth, a failed surrogacy agreement, diagnoses that negatively impact pregnancy or fertility.
The leave also applies to failed adoptions and unsuccessful fertility treatments. Governor Pritzker says this will help give people the support and grace they deserve after a tragedy. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save A Lot and take advantage of these great deals. A family pack of boneless sirloin pork chops for $2.49 a pound. Picked Sweet Farms Grill Ready Vegetables, $2.99. Seedless red grapes for 99 cents per pound, or whole seedless Florida watermelons for $3.99. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main. Currently in Fairfield, it's 89 degrees. Our area remains under an extreme heat advisory until Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. It's time now for the Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 30,312, down 204.5 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,821, up 11 points. The current price of crude oil is $113.93 per barrel, down 7 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old Noble resident Dorothea May Summers died on Saturday. Dorothea Summers is survived by children Paul, John, and Julie, 6 grandchildren, siblings Frank Bunnage and Flava Bunting, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Friday at 10 at Glenwood Church. Visitation will be Thursday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Hannah Cemetery. Crane Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Elgin resident Ralph M. Lohr died on June 8th. Services will be Friday at 11 at Crouch Cemetery. Visitation will be from 9 to service time at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 68-year-old Flora resident Earl Dean Bratton died on Friday. Visitation will be Friday from 6 to 8 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. 60-year-old Louisville resident Patricia Willison died on June 7th. Services will be Thursday at 11 at the Charlie Brown Park Rain Shelter. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 66-year-old Sisney resident Rita K. Beck died on Thursday. Services will be Wednesday at 4 at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 2 to service time. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
If you buy too much, you waste money. If you come up short, you waste time. And if you don't have the right metal, you waste time and money. You got to spend wisely. MetalSupermarkets.com is your online source for metal with the deepest metal inventory. Just enter your dimensions and we'll cut the metal to your exact spec and deliver it to your home, business, or job site. MetalSupermarkets.com. Any metal cut to size and ready fast is just a few clicks away. MetalSupermarkets.com.
Time for a Tuesday check of sports. The Warriors are one win away from another NBA championship. Golden State defended home court with a 104-94 win over the Boston Celtics in Game 5 of the NBA Finals in San Francisco. Andrew Wiggins led the Warriors in scoring with 26 points and collected a game-high 13 rebounds. Jason Tatum led the game in scoring with 27 points for Boston and led his team in rebounds with 10. The Celtics will be looking to force a Game 7 back in San Francisco when they host the Warriors in Game 6 on Thursday night in Boston. In MLB action, it'll be the Cardinals over the Pirates in a comeback victory 7-5, Blue Jays 11, Orioles 1, White Sox 9, Tigers 5, Rangers 5, Astros 3, Twins 3, Mariners 2, Braves 9, Nationals 5, Phillies 3, Marlins 2, Padres 4, Cubs 1, Reds 5, Diamondbacks 4, and the Giants over the Royals 6-2. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Pirates and the Cardinals in a doubleheader. You can listen to both of those games on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9 FM. John Rooney and the gang take the air at 11:20 for Game 1 and 5:50 for Game 2. It'll be the Rays at the Yankees, Orioles at the Blue Jays, Athletics at the Red Sox, White Sox at the Tigers, Astros at the Rangers, Twins at the Mariners, Braves at the Nationals, Marlins at the Phillies, Brewers at the Mets, Padres at the Cubs, Reds at the Diamondbacks, Guardians at the Rockies, Royals at the Giants, and the Angels are at the Dodgers. That is a Tuesday check of sports.
I'm Eli Grimes, and here is your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. Heat index values as high as 110. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 75. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 99. Heat index values as high as 105. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 75. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear with a low around 72.
To stay informed and entertained, keep it on WFIW and make us your homepage at WFIWradio.com.
Hey, you see Tony's face?
Yeah, he's using one of them Dollar Shave Club six-blade razors with six stainless steel blades for a close shave.
His face is as smooth as a river rack.
Smooth as a nice olive oil.
Like a bowling ball.
Like silk pajamas.
Like a seal down at the aquarium.
Like a ball of wax.
Wax job?
Hey, no one said nothing about a wax job, okay? Quit being a wise guy.
Dollar Shave Club. For a noticeably smooth shave, find us in stores and at dollarshaveclub.com.
DQ presents a burger and blizzard meal matchup. Today's matchup is Bryce Harper's new DQ meal with flamethrower signature stack burger, fries, and a cookie dough blizzard versus Tim Anderson's new DQ meal with a bacon two cheese deluxe signature stack burger, fries, and an Oreo blizzard. Who picks the winner? That's you. Visit DQ.com to cast your vote for which meal should be the official meal of MLB. But first, try them both today. DQ. Happy tastes good.